Man, we gotta start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos that we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money sitting somewhere just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff?
Nope, it's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
How's it going?
Great. How
You're
are you?
You're giving Stagecoach vibes. Outfit.
So I just really like ease in my life. That's what I realized. And so outfits that have one piece to them have become my new...
Oh, is it one piece?
It's just one piece.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a skirt and a shirt together.
Wow.
Some may call it a dress.
Yeah. I was going to say, would we classify that in the dress category?
Yeah. Yeah.
A top and a skirt sewn together. I love that.
Thank you.
It's giving post-Stagecoach vibes, which Easton and I both attended. One of us went for one day. Oh, go ahead.
I would have gone to Stagecoach if I was invited.
Oh, but you didn't get invited.
I didn't get invited. So,
well, it'd be like that sometimes.
So I'm just wearing this today to support my Stagecoach, maybe 2025.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, manifesting.
She's going for it.
Yeah.
I went for one day because Tarte did invite me for the weekend. And then I was like, I just don't think my body can do a full weekend. And they approved me going for a day, which was just amazing of them. And so we went up yesterday and it was a Tarte trip, which they're like just known for being extravagant. The house was beautiful. All the girls were like getting their hair and makeup done every single day. They gave us the biggest goodie bag of makeup. Like, they're like, here, let me get you a gift bag when we were leaving. And it was this like massive bag of like all their stuff. And so we stopped by. It was kind of one of those things though, where like, you know, where you've been, you've had a weekend with people and then new people come in and it's like that TikTok sound. It's like, hey, how y'all doing? Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? Everyone's like tired and hungover. And we're like, hi, like just drove up.
Was it the same girls the whole weekend?
Yeah. So Hannah G and Dylan were there. Lindsay and Riley Arnold from Dancing with the Stars, they were there. Jasmine from The Bachelor, she was on Pilot Pete's season and her sister were there. So I got to talk to them a little bit. But everyone was kind of getting ready when we got there. So, you know, they were in glam, getting glammed, and so we just stopped by.
Did the same person glam everybody in the house?
No, they had like three glam stations with like a full setup and light, like a vanity, and then they had hair and makeup people. I think four of them.
That's so nice.
Each four hair people and four makeup people. Yeah, Tarte really does big, and they did. It was a collab with Nudes. The you know, like they're really good bodysuits and t-shirts, Nudes.
No, but do I need some of those? Sounds like I do.
So yeah, I went for one day and I feel absolutely wrecked today.
Why?
Just the drinking, my feet hurt. I got home at 2. I think I'm just, I told you I could only do one day and this is why.
Yeah, I don't understand how people do 3 full days. Even when I was younger, I couldn't do 3 full days.
Here we have a 3-dayer right here amongst us.
This is the first like real festival I've done. Like I went to Warped Tour when I was in high school, but like that's one day, you know. This is the first multi-day thing I think I've ever done. I was really scared, but your boy made it.
Even if I were sober, I don't think I could do 3 full days.
It's so hot out there.
And you're exerting a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I think the only reason I can do it is because of the alcohol. So I'm like mesmerized that you did 3 days sober.
And Mia, you know, my lovely wife is very fair and she burns so easily. That was a major concern of ours, is to keep her out of the sun, but also I got to watch Guy Fieri cook those sausages. You know, I got to see my guys.
He was out there.
He was cooking. So something we're really excited about and something I want to ask you, Becca, is that Lana Del Rey showed up on the first day.
Yeah.
She surprised everyone with Charlie Cawthon, I think his name is. We did not watch him because we didn't know who he was. But she popped up on stage. She was there the whole weekend. She was hanging out. And posing for pictures with all these Bachelor people.
So many Bachelor people.
So I found out she's a huge Bachelor fan. Yeah. You've met her, right?
Yeah, I met her. It was the craziest thing ever when I met her.
Oh, my God. Was she a fan of your season? Do you know?
Yeah. So my youngest sister, Hink, is like, at the time, I think this was 2016. She was like, you know those fans that know specific things about the artist? And you're like, how did you find that out? And they're like in fan groups. My sister was like at that level. She was obsessed. So she visited from Louisiana, and I had gotten invited to this. It was like a small festival down in Costa Mesa or something. And I had 2 VIP tickets. And so I had Caroline, my other sister, and Hink with me. And I was like, we'll figure out how to get another ticket once we get down there. Like, let's just go. So we get in, we somehow finagle a general admission wristband for Caroline, and we sneak her into the VIP with us. So then this guy comes up and he's like, hey, and he starts putting a wristband on my hand. And he's like, you're Becca, right? From The Bachelor. And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, these are backstage passes. I was told to come give these to you. How many people do you have? And I was like, oh, it's just us 3. So in my mind, I'm like, this is cool. I'm feeling like the cool older sister because I just somehow wrangled us. We got Caroline, smuggled her into VIP. Now we're going backstage. And my sister goes, as soon as we walk backstage, she goes, there she is. And I was like, who? And she was like, Lana. And at the time, I really didn't know much about Lana Del Rey at all. So I was like, which one? And she's like, her. So I think because I wasn't a huge, you know, when you're not a huge fan of someone, like it wasn't my Jennifer Aniston. So I was like, I went into big sister mode. Like, I'm going to go facilitate this introduction. So I just went up to her. She was talking to some people and I was like, hey, I was like, hi. And she turns and she goes, Becca? And I go, yeah. And my sister goes, you watch The Bachelor? And she goes, yeah, I watched with my sister or something. And so they like chatted. I got a photo with them together. It was like one of the coolest moments.
It's almost easier to do it when you don't really know who they are.
I know.
And you just treat them like a normal human being instead of like hyping it up and stressing yourself out.
Well, also it's like the rejection doesn't hurt bad. Like if she would have rejected me, I would have been like, oh, she sucks.
Whatever, yeah.
I shouldn't be her fan anymore.
Right.
Allison loves her. And when we found out she was popping around, of course, we were just like on Lana watch the whole time. A picture surfaced of Lana Del Rey and Mike Love from the Beach Boys and Guy Fieri. And I've been staring at this photo for the last 24 hours. It's my favorite image.
Did either of you see Beyonce?
No.
No, this feels... She was definitely there. She was there.
In the VIP section
really?
At some point on Sunday morning.
Oh, my God.
I had boots on the ground. at Stagecoach Sunday morning, and they're like, Beyonce's in VIP.
Yeah. Boots on the Ground said she was, they think she was checking things out for potential next year.
Oh,
just like seeing what the vibe was. Interesting.
She had the truck there, the Cowboy Carter mm-hmm. truck. She had this thing fly over mm-hmm. the stage
multiple times.
Yeah. So I was like, why? If she's not going to partake. She
could potentially headline.
Yeah. We were watching.
She doesn't need the promo.
Exactly. We were watching Post Malone. Like everyone was. It was funny. The audience was like general Stagecoach people. There was a good amount of Swifties, I could tell, that were expecting Taylor to come out with Post Malone. Then there's a lot of Beyonce people just watching every move. Every time he took a pause, like, is this the moment? And it never happened. And everyone was so crestfallen when it ended. But I liked it because his set was supposed to be like a celebration of like older country music. And, you know, he brought out like Dwight Yoakam and stuff like that. And I thought that was fun. And if he had brought up Beyonce, it would have completely changed the vibe.
Yeah.
Everyone was very sad though. And like, I felt Miranda Lambert's about to go on stage and just all these like sad people like staggering out of the main stage.
I kind of feel bad.
Yeah. But, he was great. He was so good. Mm-hmm. We had such a fun time watching him. And again, I'm walking around trying to spread the rumors. I'm like, the Beach Boys are going to bring up Beyonce. Yeah. It's going to happen during the Beach Boys.
And they didn't either.
They did not. They brought up Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. Not quite the same, but,
different vibe.
So no Beyonce sighting.
I was spreading your rumor too.
Thank you.
He's gonna come out. My friend says he's gonna come. She's gonna come out with the Beach Boys.
I was like, I have a friend who works at Stagecoach. He said that Beyonce's gonna come out with the Beach Boys. I was trying to get this going.
I was like convinced she was coming out with somebody.
Yeah, it really felt that way.
Well, so then we're back in like where all the trailers are, and Allie is like obsessed with Post Malone. Like for forever, she's been obsessed with him. And she's like, there he is, there he is. I'm like, who? And she's like, Posty. So she walks over. Mind you, we've had a few drinks at this point. And she's like, get a video with just him in the background. So she's like holding her drink. And his security guard's like blocking his face. So I couldn't get the video.
Wow.
And she got so mad at me. And I was like, what did you want me to do? Like tackle security?
What was security doing?
He just saw me filming. So he was waving to where... I couldn't get Posty's face in the video, but he was like taking photos and stuff with people. So I don't know why
he cared.
Yeah. And then Shawn Mendes was right next to him.
I saw Shawn Mendes.
And he was talking to Ryan Beatty. Ryan Beatty? Yeah. Ryan Beatty. And I go up because I love Ryan's music. You don't know Ryan Beatty's music?
I do not.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I think I do. Hang on. Does he have a song called like what?
What are the bruises off the peach? What?
Keep singing.
Okay, anyways, they're talking. So I go up to Ryan. I'm like, I just want to say I love your music. Yeah. Like, you're amazing.
White Teeth, that song.
White Teeth. That song. And so I turn and look at Sean, and he goes, I knew him from when he was doing MagCon days. Like, before Sean blew up, he was in this, like, traveling meet and greet group.
We know MagCon.
Yeah. For, like, Vine days?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I worked for the guy who started. I was his assistant. So I knew Sean from then, but I haven't seen him in forever. And he turns and he's like, hi, Angel. How are you? He gives me like the biggest hug. I was like,
wow.
I'm an angel.
Did you chat with Shawn Mendes?
No, because they were chatting. And I interrupted them to like say something to Ryan. And then Shawn hugged me. So I didn't want to like pop myself
That's
in.
That's your in.
No.
No?
No. Felt like a good moment. Felt cool and like, oh. Friendly,
breezy. Yeah, I'm not good with social cues.
But everyone said there was like bachelor people everywhere, and I don't think I saw anybody.
I feel like that just as an onlooker. I feel like I just saw so many bachelor people on social media there.
Me too.
Only bachelor people.
We were just watching Instagram, you know, in between bands, and I saw Jason Tardik was. I was like, Jason Tardik's here. Then the next one, Jason Tardik got a picture with Lana Del Rey. We're so jealous.
I know there was a lot of Bachelor Lana crossover.
And Tyler Cameron was there.
Yeah,
he was there.
It was like it was a big group of them, but I did not see them in my day one there.
It was in my feed.
Oh yeah,
a lot in my feed.
A lot in the feed. How are your feet feeling?
So the first day I wore my Croc cowboy boots for the first time. And let me tell you,
Croc makes cowboy boots.
They did. They made a very select pair.
He has an exclusive pair.
Uh-huh. Yes. And I wore them. They were such a big hit. I got stopped for photos so many times. I felt like a celebrity. And my feet were loving it.
Wow. Yeah.
They felt so good.
Honestly, you can't compete with that.
It was so great. I had spurs. It was awesome. And then the second day, I wore real cowboy boots. And that hurt real bad.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good today. But yeah. But day two was bad. My feet were really killing me. It's just the standing around, though. I think that's like any shoe that would hurt, you know?
Any shoe. Every shoe. Yeah.
But I do feel if I had had Hokas on, I wouldn't be in pain like I am today.
Well, honestly, a Crocs cowboy boot
that was the way
is
to go.
Like if I could wear my Crocs, I could walk from here to New York in my Crocs.
Walk a mile in these Crocs.
Is that a song?
Well, it's walk a mile in these Louis Vuitton. Yeah.
The hotel we were staying at, it was funny because it was like 90% Stagecoach people, and then Hoka was having a conference there.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
It was funny seeing all these like Stagecoach people in their boots, like just like dying, and then the Hoka people just cool the cucumber, like walking around.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, so I will be honest, I didn't see a lot of music. I was just bebopping around at the bar and backstage, and
that's the best part.
Yeah, but then finally I was like, should we go listen to some music or just see some music? So we stayed till the middle of Morgan Wallen, and then we left. And that walk back to the car, we later found out our driver had bought a parking pass right by the section we were in.
Wow.
But we didn't know where it was, and there's no map of parking. So we walked all the way across to where you get like the pedicab and stuff.
Oh, man.
And they were like, here's your, the guy's like, drops us off on the bike. And he's like, here's your parking lot. And we go ask the guy. And he's like, you're on the complete other side of the
map. I can't even tell you. I've been to those parking grounds so many years. And yet I can still never find my way out. Ever.
Never.
It's so confusing. We took the shuttle. So, but I was like looking at, well, there's so many parking lots too. I'm like, if you park here, how are you supposed to get back? It's so confusing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I mean, we didn't stand a chance, but. Allie and I did get into a quarrel because we went over to the Ferris wheel once, like, I think it was Morgan came on or Hardy came on. And so we were like, let's go over to the Ferris wheel and take photos because no one's going to be there right now because everyone's watching the show. And I put in so much effort trying to get a good photo for her, and I just got nothing in return. And I was like, do you know how annoying it is? To always be the person who can take a good photo of people and no one can do it for me. I was drunk, but I was like, I was so mad.
I'm sure she got something good.
No.
At least one good photo. How many did she take? 500?
No, I had my camera, so it wasn't like just clicking, you know. But she was like, well, let's go back and take it. And I'm like, I'm over it. So it was definitely one of those moments where I was like, I get so upset because I put in so much work for everyone. No one knows how to take a photo.
I feel like I've been learning and I've been doing very well. Thank you very much. At Dean and Kaylin's wedding, you were teaching me specific techniques. And I feel like I actually was like a student and I was picking up on those things.
Well, I haven't seen your work since then, so I can't confirm or deny.
Well, if you brought me to Stagecoach, maybe you would have seen my work in action.
You don't like country music. Why would you?
I've been listening to Cowboy Carter for like a month straight.
Tanya Rad. That cannot be the argument.
I'm wearing denim on denim on denim.
Yeah, you're wearing a denim skirt and top sewn together, aka a dress.
I like Post Malone. He was there.
I didn't go see Post Malone.
Well,
who did you like from the night that I went?
Who was there?
Look, Sunday.
Let me pull up the
read her
I
the
like
list.
The Beach Boys.
Hell yeah.
I didn't watch the Beach Boys.
I like Hottie or whatever you said.
Hardy. Okay,
no,
here
you would not watch
it. Here we go. Start whooping and hollering if you hear someone you like.
Okay.
Britney Spencer, Willie Jones, old people on the Beyonce album, by the way. Ashley Cook, The War and Treaty.
Ashley Cook, my friend?
I'm guessing not your friend.
My friend.
Maybe. Nate Smith, Pam Tillis, Megan Maroney. Oh, she's so good. Clint Black. The Beach Boys.
There we go.
I get around.
Yeah.
Bailey Zimmerman.
Bailey Zimmerman was on a song with the Jonas Brothers. Yeah, yeah, big fan.
What about her own stuff?
Fine, bring it on.
It's a Bailey's a man.
Oh.
Let's not misgender Bailey Zimmerman. Doesn't work. I love her.
No way.
Sorry,
I
feel more validated than ever.
Bailey is a tricky name.
Bailey's tricky. Morgan Wallen. Do you know if that's a man or woman?
Yes. Yes, yeah? Man.
Okay. What songs does he sing?
He sings. I know this. I got two tickets to pay. No, what's the song? Hold on. What's the big song that he sings?
Last night,
I got like a liquor and talk. I can't remember everything we said when we said it all.
You wouldn't know anything.
So there you go. There's three right there.
Wow.
Well, you would have had the best time.
I like Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Wiz Khalifa played last night.
Yes, Wizzy. Yeah.
Definitely didn't stay for that. We left way before Wizzy. I think because he performed before.
Yeah, he was. I mean, after. Or he was at like midnight or something.
Oh, I was trying to do the W and I did it. Whatever.
I think you did a peace sign.
I don't know what I did. I'm happy to plan a stagecoach for you next year.
Yeah, but I like the one day that you did.
Oh, you like that?
Yes, yes. I think me and the 3 day.
You know what I think
feels...
we might do next year is get a house with like a pool. And then we alternate wristbands and whoever wants to go for that day can go. And then everyone can lay by the pool.
Because I enjoy Palm Springs. Exactly. I love the vibe, the energy. And I like the vibe and the energy of those festivals, just not 3 full days of it.
Same. Okay, well, we can talk more about that. Yeah. I'm sorry that you were not considered. I'll be more it's aware fine. Of how much you love country music next year.
It's less about loving the country music and loving you.
Oh, well, let's do something we both enjoy if we want to spend time together.
Okay.
Without our feet hurting and me feeling like absolute death the next day. I'll tell you this much.
Dust?
It wasn't windy yesterday. So yesterday, I guess, was the least windy day.
Yeah, Friday was nice. Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they said it was really bad. And we had like, it was really hot in the sun, but the weather was decent yesterday.
Right. It was like 110.
No.
Yeah.
But I will say the difference in our demeanors today and how it seems that we're both feeling is shocking just because what happened is I drank a lot and Easton didn't. And
yeah. We kept going up to the bar to get water and we're like, and they're like, hey, do you have a wristband? I'm like, I'm not drinking. And they're like, well, you're going to need one if you're going to be, I'm not drinking at all. And they're like, really? Okay. And like one person gave me a fist bump, but I was like, I don't know how people can do that.
Do you understand that drinking is literally like we're just toxining our body?
It's a literal poison.
Yes. And we just do it happily.
But me too. Was
I wasn't going to drink until my wedding. And then here I am again this weekend. Throwing them back.
Well, what? Maybe once you have your date set, you can go, okay, I'm not going to drink this many months before. You know what I'm saying?
It's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
So, but well, I feel it though. Like I'm like when I drink, after I drink, I hate the feeling. So I'm like, why am I choosing this?
I've never had any interest, but this weekend I was like, oh man, I'm really not in it now. But what was your rule? You didn't want to have you were going to have wine or something before you had set a.
I think I said no specific, no hard liquor until my wedding day.
And that's out the window now.
Out the window. I lasted like maybe a month.
All right.
That's longer than this.
Yeah.
But I don't like the way it makes me feel. So why do I keep doing it? So this really weird thing, like I'm having like an existential crisis.
Well, I did feel like I made a mistake because my plan was to just garden a little bit while I was there.
Garden?
Oh, I remember gardening edible?
Oh.
Jeez. So that I wasn't like miserable the next day.
Right, right, right. Not, and I forgot. So, that was so Skip the Ohio-ris of me.
Yeah. Yeah. It literally was. But I didn't do that. So, and then I drank vodka. I don't even drink vodka. I don't know why that's
vodka's
what. Tequila probably would have set me up for success. Don't worry. I had a bagel with cream cheese this morning and it saved me. Noah's.
Mm.
I don't have your place on my DoorDash or whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Wow. What a weekend. So would you go back?
You know, I don't. It has to be an insane lineup.
Oh wow!
What would the lineup need to be for you to?
I don't.
Beyonce.
See, this year, I've always wanted. I've loved country music now for a long time, mm-hmm. and I've always wanted to go. But what pushed me over the edge was the Beach Boys. When I saw them get announced, I'm like, okay, we're going. And I've always wanted to see Hardy. I love Megan Maroney. There's a singer named Lauren Watkins that was the first person on Friday. And I have loved her for a very long time. And if you guys out there love country music, you should listen to Lauren Watkins. She's so good. So like this lineup, I was like, I cannot deny this. We have to go. I think next, if we're going to go again, it has to be like Blink-182, The Beach Boys, Chris Evans in character as Captain America. You know, it's got to be stuff like that. Like,
I feel like I like more.
Be going back.
I don't think so.
I feel like I like more country than that list let on. Like, I like Dan and Shay.
Yeah.
No, this
Rascal Flatts.
Oh yeah! Wow.
Jelly Roll. You like Jelly Roll?
Chris Stapleton.
A Rascal Flatts headline.
I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah. Like, I like some country. I wouldn't say I like am knowledgeable in country.
We peaked the year it was Shania and Garth Brooks. Oh, like, man. I don't know that.
Shania Twain, another legend.
A legend amongst legends.
Amongst our country.
Okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah, it's just a lot. You know, it's a lot of time in the sun. I can handle the sun. I love the sun, but it's just, it is.
Allison was like miserable.
Allison was, she really made it happen for me, and I'm very grateful because I was really excited about a lot of these guys. But we were talking about, like, we've done it. We've marked it off the list. It would have to be an insane lineup to go back. Maybe we just do one day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
It'll still take you down, but highly recommend. Yeah. Okay. I want to talk about Tanya's world tour down to celebrate 20 years of Ryan Seacrest.
20 years of on air with Ryan Seacrest.
20 years of Ryan.
Correct. It's not his 20th birthday.
Happy birthday, Ryan. Yeah, 20. Yeah. Anyways, I felt like you raged, and I want to talk about
it. I'm still not recovered from that.
Let's talk about what. Oh, shoot, that was almost as smooth.
What?
I was going to say, like, let's talk about it when we come back, but my words all
jumbled
together. We'll talk about it when we come back.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They know the feeling, and their authenticity experts live for it.
When that sneaker sole hits the court and hits you right in your soul.
When catching a streetwear drop means everyone else is catching envy.
When that watch seems to stop time, that handbag drops someone's jaw faster than they can say, I want one.
And that shiny piece of jewelry puts you right in the spotlight.
If that's the feeling you're after, satisfy that craving at eBay. That's where the thrill of the find meets that feeling of real.
Go ahead, type it in, anything.
Hit search and boom, you'll know when you find it. Let's call it a real scroll stopper.
Right next to it, you'll see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee. That's how you know it's the real deal, and that's also how you know that eBay's got your back.
They're making sure that authenticity is always in reach, with real experts checking the things you love.
Shop with confidence, knowing that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is authentic through a hands-on, detailed inspection by real people who are real experts and love this stuff just as much as you do.
Sneaker authenticators who make sure each pair is as authentic as it is fresh.
Streetwear experts who know real head to toe. Handbag authenticators who've had a handle on all the details.
Watch experts who know all of the watch outs, and jewelry experts making sure that jaw-dropping piece is jaw-droppingly real.
eBay's authenticity experts are on a mission to make sure when the thing you love arrives, it's as authentic as your style.
All this to say, when you find it on eBay, you found it for real. So hit that buy it now button with confidence. And when it finally hits your doorstep, know that the only thing unreal is the moment you unbox it.
Knowing it's authentic without a doubt, that's something you have to experience for yourself.
At eBay, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach with eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Tanya's still listing out the country artists she likes. They're coming in spurts.
Yeah. Luke Bryan.
There's some old school. She's not naming any recent artists.
Chris Lane.
Chris Lane. Interesting.
That's right.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Mitch Van.
Yeah. I love the song he wrote about Lauren.
Yeah. That's
really I can't remember what it's called, though.
So, like, once these one songs are over, we're out.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay, so Ryan Seacrest, on Air with Ryan, celebrated 20 years.
20 years of the show. So On Air with Ryan Seacrest has been on the air for 20 years. And what's so crazy is that I've been a part of it for 13 of those 20 years.
That's wild.
Nuts. So wild. Like, I'm like, that's more than 50% of it.
Yeah.
That's like
70 almost.
70%.
I don't think any of us are
mathematicians. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but that's like so crazy. I'm like, the fact that I've been anywhere for 13 years is so weird. Definitely feeling elderly these days. But we did a tour. So we stopped. We basically went from like Orange County up to LA. So if you're not familiar with the area, we basically spanned like, I don't know how many miles that is.
Probably like 60 miles.
60-ish, yeah. So we went from Orange County to Anaheim to Los Alamitos to Long Beach to Compton to Culver City to downtown LA to Alhambra to Burbank. And I'm missing one other. Oh, two stops in Long Beach, I think.
Culver City.
What were the significance of the stop? What was the significance of the
stop? So they're like hometown hustle. A lot of them are hometown. So Chalk was like the first place because we have a studio. Ryan Seacrest has his foundation there.
Children's Hospital of Orange County.
And then we went to Los Alamitos High School, which is where Sissy and I went to high school. Okay. And then all the other ones were like hometown hustlers or people that we've had on the show to promote their business that are like people who have quit their jobs and started their own business. Mm-hmm. So we've had all these people on the show.
Okay.
And it was so wild. It was like a full on day. We were all like in a bus in a Sprinter van, loading up, getting out. It was like total mayhem in the best way.
And like you had to keep your energy just like at a level 100 the whole day.
Yeah, 100. Because people were coming to, so many people came to every single stop. And so we would see people. Some people brought the Sunshine Mind book for me to sign, which was like so cute. And so I wanted to like keep the vibes high in the bus when we were traveling to and fro, because I was like, I can't like take a cat nap and then go and like
be on.
So I kept trying to like play games in the bus and nobody would play with me, which was kind of sad.
I was wondering how those 40 minute drives in between each stop were.
Yeah, nobody wanted to play with me. Eating was a challenge. So I ate. There was this bakery that made fresh bread. It came out of the oven and Ryan took a bite of it and you could see like the steam coming out. And I was so hungry. I was like, give it to me. I literally ate the entire loaf.
Oh my God.
Like not no meat in there, no sandwich, just a plain loaf of white bread.
Honestly, what's better than that?
It was so good. It was so hot. It was like, and the inside was just
melted.
Like, oh my God, it was so good.
Oh man.
I know. But I was, then after like our third or fourth stop, I was hungry again. Robbie came and met us up at the downtown LA taco stop that we had.
Okay.
And that was really cute because he like bought a couple beers and some shots. So that like really perked me up because then I was like dancing at the next.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the thing. Alcohol just makes me like loosey goosey.
Wait,
and fun.
So you didn't drink until the downtown LA?
Yes. Yeah.
What time was that?
4. I want to say 4:30.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, happy hour.
Yeah. It was like happy hour. And then, yeah. So then our next stop was this grocery store and I was just dancing. Like, and it was so funny. I was like, having the time of my life. And they DM'd me on Instagram. They were like, thank you for having so much fun. All of our customers said that they loved seeing you dancing. I was like, oh my God. And then we ended up at a gas station, which is on the cross streets of Ryan's first like apartment in LA.
Okay.
And so that's where we ended. And there was so many people there. And it was just like so fun. It was such a crazy once in a lifetime experience. And yeah. It was so cute because Robbie was like, I want to come to one of the stops. I was like, it's okay. Like we can meet for dinner after. And he was like, no, like when are you ever going to do this again? You know, he's like, you're never going to do this again. I want to see it. And like, it was like really, really cool.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
It looked really fun.
It was actually really fun.
And it looked like a long day. Like I was like, that's a lot.
I know. And I was going to wear heeled booties because I was like, I want to look kind of, you know, kind of cute. And then I realized like how much walking, and I was so glad I wore sneakers.
The sneakers never fail.
No.
You never regret it.
I'm in this phase of life where I want comfort over cuteness.
I feel like you've been in that for a long time. Do you feel like that's new?
Yeah, basically my whole life, I want comfort over cuteness.
Like, I feel like lately more than ever, you're dressing up more than you were.
Really?
Yeah, because like for a minute it was like
sweats.
You were in your sweats era.
Yeah, I'm still in it.
I know, but like
still
I've
very
seen
much
you,
in
so
it.
So I don't. I feel like you've actually gone into more cute over comfort.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Like that denim skirt and top sewn together doesn't look more comfortable than a sweatsuit.
It's not bad.
No, but it's not a sweatsuit. More comfortable.
You can't beat a sweatsuit. If I could live in a sweatsuit, if I could walk down the aisle in a sweatsuit.
You can.
My God.
You can do anything you want.
I know, but I'm not going to do that.
I'm just saying.
But if it's a long enough dress, something might go under. I'm just going to tell you that much for sure.
Speaking of road tripping, you know, I'm playing games with you. Someone in the Scrubbing In group on a Facebook posted, I just saw Tanya's stories that she was going to pick out road trip snacks for Ryan's bus tour. I love her to death, but she is the last person I would want picking out snacks for a road trip. I need Becca to be picking out my road trip snacks.
So first of all, I'd like to tell you what I packed.
Yeah, I'd let the people know.
Dried mangoes.
Mmm.
Delicious.
Those are very good.
I do love dried mangoes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. My almond flour crackers.
Cheese.
No way.
They're cheese. They taste like Cheez-Its.
No chance.
You've had them and they're delicious.
That's like literally maybe the grossest thing I've ever eaten.
No, I didn't make them. I bought them at the store.
Oh,
not
oh.
The, no, no. You've eaten them
oh,
before.
Simple Mills. You,
yes.
The Simple Mills. Yeah.
Yes. Delicious.
Their stuff is
good
enough.
Yes.
Much better than what you made me.
I got Justin's almond butter peanut butter cups, dark chocolate.
Okay.
I got some peanut butter and almond butter, like the Slurpee things that you just like slurp out of the, you know, they put them in like little packets.
A little individual pack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got a ton of those.
Great.
In case you want some protein on the go.
Who wouldn't want it?
And some popcorn. Some lesser evil popcorn.
It's not as bad as I would have thought.
Thank you.
It's very healthy stuff, though. Yeah. And I think when I'm on a road trip, I'm just like, I want Doritos. I want Nerds Clusters.
Nerds Cluster is one thing, but Doritos get your hands really dirty. We didn't have a bathroom on the bus. We needed to keep it tight.
Chopsticks. Yeah, people eat like fire hot Cheetos with like chopsticks so that their fingers don't get dirty.
This woman brought us Nick's burritos. She like came to one of the stops and brought these like breakfast burritos that are amazing from our hometown. She went and bought them and brought like this giant bag. I know, so sweet.
Wow.
I got invited to a Sparks game.
Wow.
Oh, that's fun.
That rules.
I know.
Exciting.
I know. It was quite the trip.
A lot of people, though, said that they would actually choose Easton to pick their snacks.
Wow. Yeah. That is...
because they feel like you'd choose some, like, fun and interesting things.
Yeah, I like to think I would, you know?
I feel like you would choose, like you would try, if you were in the middle of Texas and they had, like, some weird jerky, I feel like you'd try it, and that stresses me out a little bit.
So, they got squirrel jerky here. Let's try this. Or, like, those, lollipops with the worm in them, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with beef jerky, honestly. I'm bummed I didn't grab some chomps.
I do love a chomp.
Yeah.
I do love it. I will say I had what I would consider one of the best chicken tenders and barbecue sauce in my life last night. Now, I was...
at the festival?
Yeah. And I was at a level, I would say 8.
How many drinks did you have?
A lot. I
like
had
how
so
many?
Many.
Like 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Ooh.
The last one was a double.
So like 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just back to back. It was brutal. So by the time Morgan Wallen came on, I was sober and like, get me to a car where I am like heading to my bed.
I think I have like a window of 2 hours where the alcohol gets me fun. And then it's just down. It's just down after that.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't pace it.
So, was this chicken tender? This is something you got at the festival. I didn't eat any food there.
It was so basic that, like, really? I think I was just so starving, and they were so hot and fresh. And I'm so weird about biting into chicken because you just don't know, like, if you're gonna get a freaky piece. And I was just biting into it with no fear, and it was safe. And I got no weird pieces, so it took drunk courage to do that. Okay, Taylor Swift has had her album out for a week now, over a week.
Yes.
I have listened to it multiple times, and I had a new appreciation for it when I put my AirPods in.
What do you mean? Different favorites? Know.
Yeah, I just like enjoyed it so much with it in my head, in my ears like that.
Yeah.
And I think when I was listening to it just out on a generalized speaker, I'd be like, oh, I didn't really hear the lyrics. But when it's in your head noise canceling, I really heard it.
I know. I need to get some of those. I think I've realized.
And
I need to get a pair of those.
I love But Daddy, I Love Him.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was like up on my list, but I love it.
Like, it's like my top three.
Yeah. And The Prophecy.
What's the one that's starting to do it for me that I did not pick originally? Oh, Down Bad.
Oh, I love Down Bad.
That wasn't in my early favorites. And The Tortured Poets Department, the title track of the album.
I like that one too.
It's up there for me.
I
think, what's it called? Going Down. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Really?
Yeah, it's just moving down. It's fine. It's not gone. It's just moving down, down the chart.
I still feel like the first half of the album is my favorite.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I still don't like any of the ones with the names. Cassandra, Peter, Robin. Was it Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Mark or what is it?
I've enjoyed Clara Bow more.
Yeah. I like Clara Bow too.
I said it was a skip, and I might skip it, but I might not. That's where I'm at now.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They know the feeling, and their authenticity experts live for it.
When that sneaker sole hits the court and hits you right in your soul.
When catching a streetwear drop means everyone else is catching envy.
When that watch seems to stop time, that handbag drops someone's jaw faster than they can say, I want one.
And that shiny piece of jewelry puts you right in the spotlight.
If that's the feeling you're after, satisfy that craving at eBay. That's where the thrill of the find meets that feeling of real.
Go ahead, type it in, anything.
Hit search and boom, you'll know when you find it. Let's call it a real scroll stopper.
Right next to it, you'll see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee. That's how you know it's the real deal, and that's also how you know that eBay's got your back.
They're making sure that authenticity is always in reach, with real experts checking the things you love.
Shop with confidence, knowing that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is authentic through a hands-on, detailed inspection by real people who are real experts and love this stuff just as much as you do.
Sneaker authenticators who make sure each pair is as authentic as it is fresh.
Streetwear experts who know real head to toe. Handbag authenticators who've had a handle on all the details.
Watch experts who know all of the watch outs, and jewelry experts making sure that jaw-dropping piece is jaw-droppingly real.
eBay's authenticity experts are on a mission to make sure when the thing you love arrives, it's as authentic as your style.
All this to say, when you find it on eBay, you found it for real. So hit that buy it now button with confidence. And when it finally hits your doorstep, know that the only thing unreal is the moment you unbox it.
Knowing it's authentic without a doubt, that's something you have to experience for yourself.
At eBay, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach with eBay Authenticity Guarantee.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Not to derail the Taylor Swift combo, because Nick Viall got married this weekend.
He did, to Natalie
to
Joy.
Natalie Joy, whom we love.
We love.
I was surprised some people that I didn't see there.
Who?
Like Jason Tartick. Isn't he friends with Jason Tartick and Tyler Cameron? And they were at Stagecoach.
I do feel like he's close with Tyler Cameron. So I was surprised by that too. I don't know how close all these people are. I just know they're close because of they did Special Forces together.
Yeah,
so
it feels
I thought,
like a bond.
Yeah. Maybe Tyler, I feel like Tyler did work stuff at Stagecoach though, so maybe he had already agreed to that.
I mean, you give people a pretty large heads up with your wedding
date. Did they move their wedding stuff after they got pregnant, or did they just keep the same date?
I'm pretty sure they kept it. And I know somebody that was there that has known for a very long time.
Boots on the ground?
But had boots on the ground at the wedding, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have boots on the ground everywhere you go.
Yeah, you better watch out, Dumois. Yes. I'm coming for you. But I did, like, I loved the aesthetic of their wedding. And, like, Robbie and I were talking about how beautiful the, I don't know if you don't call it a chuppah. What's the thing that, like, goes around the couple as they get married? The arch?
Yeah.
It's just called an arch?
I would just call it an arch, yeah.
Okay. I just called it a chuppah, but it's so beautiful. And it was like, has like greenery in it. I'm starting to learn and pick up on these things that I never really realized or thought about before.
Well, they got married on her family's 300-acre farm in Georgia. And it looked like a very country, western
so
vibe.
Cute.
Yeah, really. We love a mountain chic country moment. Yeah.
Love a mountain chic country moment. That's for sure.
I did see she posted today that... you know, she's breastfeeding still, so her boobs are like
huge.
And people were making comments like, the wedding's beautiful, but why would you be in a dress where your boobs look that huge? And she's like, just so y'all know, like, I'm breastfeeding. So by the end of the night, like, my boobs were like literally so big. So
also, I buy things to make my boobs look big. Yeah. So like, get off me.
Yeah. Like, I'm buying an outfit trying to look like that.
So. Yeah, you best believe. I mean, I don't know, but I'm going to get a dress where my boobs are smushed and up.
No, you're not.
Watch out. You don't think so? A little sweetheart top? Oof.
Yeah, maybe I could see you doing that for a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just I'm excited to see what you choose for yours. But yeah, I was like laughing because I kept thinking, I was like, wow, she looks amazing. And then it's weird, like what you see when you look at a photo, and then she posted that. And I'm like, people are so, it's like
I would
her
never
wedding.
Think that. Yeah.
It's also, who, just scroll.
But also like some people, like obviously whatever, she's breastfeeding. She didn't want them to be out like that. But I'm like, even if she did, that's her prerogative.
I'll never understand that. like seeing something like that and being like, I need to weigh in here. I need to say this horrible thing. I do not understand that.
It's a weird mentality. Like if you think about having the mindset to scroll on Instagram, knowing you're going to leave mean comments is such a weird, weird thing.
I also have been nonstop looking at Alex Cooper's photos from her wedding.
Gosh.
And she really threw a wrench in my plans because now I'm looking into Mexico.
It was just everything.
Because this whole time, my biggest fear of LA is the weather. Like, I keep getting nervous about the weather.
That's so funny. We have like the most like...
No, think about it. It was 80 degrees the other week, and then the weekend it was just like a downpour. Well, you can't predict the weather
this
here.
This time of year for sure, but I think in other times of the year you have
it's
a little
like
more...
It's like May to September.
Yeah.
But even we had a hurricane in August last year.
Okay. Hardly.
No, but it was wet. It was raining for 2 days.
Yeah, it did rain.
So what I'm saying is like the weather's unpredictable. And so I've been like really stressed about it. And then I saw her photos from Mexico and I was like, oh, do you know where the weather is perfect all year round.
It rains in Mexico.
Not in the wintertime. They have like November to April is like their best month.
I think there's still potential that it could rain or get a hurricane.
You think so?
Yes.
Not according to my searches.
Okay, well, let's use your searches then. But her wedding looked incredible. And it's also like the photos and her style, like everything about it just felt so Vogue.
Yeah, it belonged in Vogue.
It did.
It really did. But I was just like, oh, what a treat that no one has to worry about the weather.
I think everyone has to worry. Allie's worried about the weather.
Like, she is?
Yeah, it's like rainy in Amsterdam.
It is? Yes. Oh, that would send me. That would really send me. Are they doing it indoors?
No.
Outdoors?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like Robbie goes, okay. He's like, babe, we have to narrow this down here. What is your vision? And I go, my only vision that I've ever had is outdoors. Every like Pinterest, every like photo that I see and I send to anybody, it's a venue that's outdoors. So I'm like, obviously I don't want to be in a ballroom.
Right.
But my biggest concern is the weather.
Yeah, I don't know.
Riddle me that. You. Yeah, riddle me this, riddle me that.
Have a tent outside maybe? Yeah. Do it outdoor with a tent?
I guess you could have a tent backup.
That
but
feels like your best bet.
Yeah.
Well, Sophia Bush came out.
Yes, she did.
And she wrote an essay for Glamour magazine. And it's interesting because in the essay, she says that right before her wedding, she almost called it off. And she was like, I guess, you know, you don't want to disappoint people. You don't want to, you know, you work so hard to plan a wedding. You don't want to have to like call it off. And I thought that was such a good, maybe something for people to hear where it's like, it ended anyway, you know?
Right.
And she had to go through the public of like getting another divorce. And she had to do that all again because she was scared of disappointing people. Where if she had just listened to her gut.
It's so wild how that happens.
I know, but I think somehow, it happens all the time.
Not even just in weddings. In life, you just do things because...
You don't want to disappoint
people. You don't want to disappoint people when you're disappointing yourself. Isn't that so weird?
Well, yeah, we're way more comfortable disappointing ourselves than disappointing other people.
It's so crazy.
But they had their first red carpet appearance and...
And they were matching, not matching, coordinating.
She said, you know, she felt like she took off. She said she felt like coming out or she felt like coming to terms with her sexuality was like taking off a weighted vest. And I felt that not so much with my sexuality, I guess, but when Haley and I went public, I like felt a literal weight being lifted off of me. So I really, when she said that, I was like, I know that feeling.
That's so crazy.
Or like when you meet someone and you're like, oh, this is what, you know, this is what I was hoping it would feel like.
Yeah.
You know?
Hearing that always makes me so emotional because I think about so many people that can't, that will never feel that or won't for a very long time.
That still just are in this lie because they don't want to disappoint people in their lives.
And I just can't imagine what it would be like to not be who you are. You know? It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
You hope that I do feel like there is progress. Like, even though sometimes in the news and what you hear, it feels like, wow, have we made any progress in this area? But then I see kids like going to prom together with their girlfriend or boyfriend. And I'm like, I see the comments of people being like, I would have given anything to go to prom with a boy or to go to prom with a girl. And I'm so it's healing me, my younger self, like seeing this. So I know that like there are moments where I go, are we having progress in this? But then you see those and you're like, that couldn't happen. Even when I was in high school, I don't think anyone in my high school would have gone to prom or a dance with the same sex couple.
I think I had a couple in my high school, but not many.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, I went to like a Baptist school, so definitely not mine. But yeah, it is. It's like you root for people to experience that. Once you've now that I've experienced it, it's like it feels so much heavier of thinking how people live their whole life. And you see these older people or an elderly people who didn't get to live their truth and they're finally getting to do it. But it's obviously better late than never. But you go, wow, they lived a whole life not loving who they wanted to love.
Yeah, That's really sad.
So I'm really happy for her that she has experienced that.
Yeah, we love you, Sophia Bush. If you can't ever want to scrub
come and chat with us.
The OR door is wide open. And with that,
well, we do. Speaking of this topic, we have a guest on Thursday. We have Shannon Beveridge. She is an OG YouTuber. She is a very popular lesbian, if you are familiar with that world. And I'm so excited to talk to her because I've been wanting to have her on the podcast, and we're going to have a really good conversation this Thursday. So tune in for that. We love you so much.
Love you so much. Talk to you Thursday. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.